One of the things that I have come to appreciate about the elders in each congregation that I've served is that, by and large, they are people who have adjusted to life's changes. I remember a woman in the congregation I served in Minneapolis. She and a group of the grandmas, as they called themselves, went out to lunch every Sunday after church together. And an incident happened at one of those lunches. One of her friends tripped on the step, fell, hit her head on the concrete, and ended up in the hospital emergency room and ended up dying that afternoon. Well, I called the woman who had been with Betty Thompson, was the woman who was injured. I called the woman who was with Betty through all of that. She had stayed with her until the ambulance came. She had gone to the emergency room with her. She had called and contacted the family. So that evening I called her up and I said, "How are you? Today was quite a day." "Oh," she said, "I've been through enough that nothing in life really throws me anymore." She was one of those people who knew that life changes, and it can change sometimes very rapidly. But she had been through enough that it didn't throw her for a loop any longer. This week, a number of clergy got together, as we usually do on Thursday mornings, and talked about the texts. And right now we're studying the book of Revelation. And we're using as a guide a Roman Catholic theologian by the name of John Klebold. Last Thursday morning, in the videotape that we watched, Professor Klebold, Dr. Klebold, said, "We who are in the Christian tradition are a people who are shaped not by the past, but by our vision of the future." And then he opened and read these words from Revelation, which Bill just read for us. And he said, "Here's the most disconcerting verse of our scripture. I will make all things new." And Dr. Klebold said, "Most people don't like change very much. We tend to fight against change. And here we have, at the very end of our Bible, verses from a God who promises us all kinds of change. Even good change, we know, stresses people. In those inventories that are done about how much stress you have in your life, those inventories are really long lists of change. Whether it's good change or whether it's bad change, it's hard for us as human beings to change. But our faith tradition says, here's what we know. We know that God is always working for change. We know that in the end, the change will finally be good change. Will be a new heaven and a new earth. And the dwelling of God will be among human beings, and there will be no more crying and no more tears, because God will be with us. Somehow, all the changes that we experience in our lives lead finally to that end. And we know that God is with us in all the changes that we experience. In fact, that's what it means to say we are people of the resurrection. This is the Easter season. And the story of the resurrection is the story and the affirmation and the proclamation that we are a people who know that God works changes. God makes things new. And so our faith tradition is not a faith tradition in which we try to go back and recreate what once was, but it is a faith tradition that keeps moving us forward. Forward through the changes that God works in us. Forward toward that time when we dwell with God and God dwells among us. In a few minutes, we're going to celebrate Holy Communion. It is not a reenactment of the past, but it is an expression about hope for the future. The table is set in our sanctuary, but it is a table that represents a banquet table, Jesus said. A table where God gathers all the saints together. Those who lived on earth a long time before us. Those who live on earth with us, but often can't be physically present with us. Those who have not begun their lives on earth will be gathered together in God's eternal keeping. And when you and I break bread together, and when we share the cup, we are saying, that's the end toward which we are now living. We are people of God's resurrection. Our God makes all things new. Amen. Let us pray together. Accept our gifts and offerings, O God, and use them to further the work of your realm here on earth. Accept, too, our gifts of time and talent given to you. Bless us as we seek to serve you by caring for others. Amen. You may be seated. brothers and sisters. This is God's table, and you and I have been invited to gather here with all the saints. Come from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south, to join others at this banquet table. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that you invite us here, that you have been with us from the beginning, that you promise to be our God through the end of time. We give you thanks that you continuously recall us even when we wander away from you. We give you thanks for the people of Israel to whom you revealed yourself in so many ways. We give you thanks for Jesus, through whom you came and lived among us, through whom you taught us the meaning of love by both word and example. We give you thanks for your Holy Spirit as it hovers over and around and among us, sanctifying us and keeping us and sustaining us through all of life and death and beyond death. Hear us as we pray together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Bless us, O God, as we participate in sharing the bread and the cup. Bless your church, that it may continue to be a congregation and a community of those who care for each other, who serve the world in your name. Amen. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body broken for you." And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and he gave it to them and said, "This do as oft as ye drink of it in remembrance of me." And so today we share this bread and we share the cup and we look forward to the changes which God wrought in our world. Amen. Come now to serve God's people, for all things have been made ready.
Let us give thanks together. We give thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us at your table by granting us the presence of Jesus Christ. Strengthen our faith, increase our love for one another, and send us forth into the world in courage and peace, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
And now may God bless us and keep us. May God's face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May God lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace now and forevermore. Amen.